can tell you about my gal pal.
Yeah.
My gal pal. You know?
Yeah, I'll talk about it.
Go.
Okay. One of the reasons you have a partnership that lasts a long time is when Don and I even have the slightest little disagreement off the air, we normally deal with it during the break and we'll chat. Mm-hmm. And I actually was really explaining how that this particular week, it's been very difficult, and it comes and it goes. And I guess when you're a single parent, the way I put single dads, single mothers, single whatever, you know, when you go through a divorce and you have kids, there are two schools of thought, at least the way I understand it. There are people that like go their separate ways, mm-hmm. and really kind of can move on and deal with that, with the children issue, because they're just, you know, they don't care. I mean, they just want to extricate themselves from a situation. And then there are, you know, people that split up, and I always want to remain a vital, important part of my kids' lives. And the reason I think I get more defensive than, it's interesting when you'll talk about your son being Sir Sleeps a lot and stuff and say stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I'm more protective, I think, when I'm on the air, when I'm talking about my kids, because you can't escape the feeling that I get sometimes. And I don't know whether other people can relate to this, that you, when you go through what I've gone through, you can't escape the feeling every now and then that you have let your children down. You can't, no matter what the circumstance, no matter how good it may be that you take yourself out of a relationship, because God knows staying in relationships can sometimes be 10 times worse,
sure,
than if you go apart.
But that's beware.
Some CV interference there.
We had a brief discussion because Dom was asking me if I was doing okay, and I said, you know, I'll keep it brief, but I'll tell you, and this is what I told him, what I'm telling everybody right now, that when you're in that situation, you get so defensive and you get so protective, you get hyper-protective.
I think people can relate to, say the G word, say what you felt.
Guilt.
Yes.
Mm. Guilt.
Yeah.
It's guilt. And I didn't put it there because it's the same thing. You know, when I'm feeling that way, when I'm not there, that I'm not there all the time, that is, the single worst part of all of this. You know, this is not to put my ex-wife down, but really my total angst and my anguish in this marriage breaking up was based on my kids. Always has been. Because my thought, you know, when I was growing up was that you do it, you stick in there, you hang in there no matter what, because otherwise you're letting your kids down. And it is something that comes and it goes. And I was saying to you that this particular week, the feelings of guilt have been there. And because I'm sitting there and this, you know, the very brief time I had with my daughter today, which I always think maybe not enough,
right.
And the thing is that I get along with my ex-wife well enough that I can see my kids whenever I want. We have, you know, the visitation thing. It's not it's not Kim Basinger, Alec Baldwin. You know, it's very, we've moved past that part,
right?
And so that's good. But you can't help. And I suppose you're right. I suppose there are people that are divorced that feel like this all the time. You know, that you feel you can't. I don't think you can escape it. It is a guilty feeling. And if you care, you know, you just feel guilty. You feel, you know, hey, I should be there 24/7 all the time. You know, I am, but I'm long distance. I'm not there all the time. And that is, you know, somebody said to me when I first split up with my ex-wife, somebody said to me, the best thing about, this kind of relationship is the fact that you have kids, and the worst thing is that you have kids.
Right.
Because you feel such guilt over the fact that you are not in their lives on a daily basis that, you know, that nags at you all the time. That is what, you know, I had to get by and I had to deal with. And it rears its ugly head. Now that I'm thinking out loud about it, it is something I dealt with every day when all that, and you were talking to me when that was going on too. You knew where my head was at there. It was terrible. And it sometimes comes back and revisits you, the guilt. And it's guilt, guilt, guilt. You're like, God, did I do enough? Are they happy? Have I done in what limited way I'm able to do now enough? And you know, I suppose you beat yourself up about it, and I do, but that's why I get really, sometimes really incredibly defensive when it comes to my kids.
Because we had a model.
I always have.
Me and Mike don't fight. Right. We really don't.
I wouldn't call that really what we did.
Or off the air.
But we had a fight. But I obviously upset you and you upset me.
Well, it was a moment. I think I upset you first.
Right, you did.
And then you looked at me like, hmm. Mm-hmm. And then I go, hmm. And I was like, right. Okay, is the show going to stop?
When we're fighting, I do an awful lot. I probably do more of that than you. You manage to verbalize it. I will give you a look occasionally, and I know it's not a pleasant look, and it does kind of stop the show.
Treat others the way you want them to treat you.
Do not look at someone like you want to punch. Don't do that. That's not a good thing.
Thank you, Mike. That's exactly the way it would be if I was Plastic Man. My arm would be over the console right now,
pummeling you.
So I said to Mike,
I hope I articulated that accurately, because that is the way that
when
I'm
we
dealing
went
with this
to the break. You know, I said, everything cool with you? And he said, yeah, we kick Rob out. Mainly because we love kicking you out.
I know you
There's
love
no
that.
Better feeling than just saying, Rob, would you excuse us?
It's fun.
Joe,
it really is fun.
Would you excuse us? We're having a private conversation.
Okay. But it really, you know, and you're right. It feels good to purge that, because I think that what Don said to me during the break, he said, you should talk about this because you are among many, 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 many people that feel the same way. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are people that, you know, I guess they call them the deadbeat dads and the dads that don't pick up the slack. And then they're the people that they care. And if you give, I think every guy that's in my situation that feels even remotely like I do, goes through the same stuff, goes through those same feelings, and it sucks sometimes. It really does. Are they happy? I think under the circumstances, I got the happiest kids in the world. I think they are very, very happy, and everybody tells me that. In fact, that's actually how they're described when people meet mm-hmm. them, and I know they are. And it's just, but there are moments, and for whatever reason, a lot going on, a lot of end of year stuff at school that I've been there for that. A lot of stuff, you know, and there's a lot of stuff that I can't always be there for, and it just beats you up after all. Mm-hmm. And you do have guilt, and there's nothing, I don't think there's any person, anything that can be said that takes that away. You deal with that. It's part of the equation. It's part of that.
But I'll tell you, too, that I'm living proof that on the other side, it's okay, because things with you know, the sewage worker
mm-hmm.
and I,
right.
The woman I married at 18, and then because she was pregnant, that Amy, that child, mm-hmm. you want to talk about guilt? There was, like, there was 20 years where,
right,
for whatever
right.
reason, you know, there was no contact between us. And you don't think that every day I would think, oh, God, you know, talk about a deadbeat dad. I mean, and I did all the right stuff. I sent the money, paid for school, but
right.
there was, like, there was nothing. And I never thought that it would ever be able to be a real relationship. And Frieda would say to me, mm-hmm. someday she's going to want to know about you. And then for the longest time, we thought she was dead.
Right.
Because she was in the hospital. She's had some serious health issues. And we couldn't find her. And, you know, I've got my family situation is effed up.
Mm-hmm.
So after Frieda passed away, it was like when the phone rings and I saw that it was Amy, and this is almost a year ago.
Right.
First off, she's alive, you know.
Yeah,
okay, I'm dealing with that.
Right.
And you want to talk about guilt and worrying about what your kids would think.
Sure.
I mean, you know, I'm not even talking about stuff that may have been fed to her by other people.
Of course.
Just the fact that here's a 30-year-old woman who, you know, knew me, didn't even really know me. I mean, mm-hmm. she was born and then,
right.
You know, we're teats up.
Sure.
And then there's years and years. But now, I mean, in the last year, Jesus Christ, I'm so blessed to have a beautiful daughter that's a part of my life and the grandkids, you know, and you put that together with Bart, and nothing ever makes up for Frieda being gone. But, you know, it does, as long as you're cool, mm-hmm. and you're a million miles ahead of me as far as this goes, like with my daughter.
Different, you know, different ages, different circumstances. I mean, it's...
But, you know, and also, you know, again, when you feel that way, like I told you off the air,
mm-hmm.
I'll tell you on the air, you should say it, because people relate to that.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. You're right. And I was, you know, explaining it to you, and then, you know, you're right. And when you mention, that's the quickest way to get me to talk about something on the air, is when you say, you know, people can relate to that there are other people that mm-hmm. probably have gone through the same thing. And, it's a strange deal. You never know whether it's society that makes us like this conditioned genetically to be like this. But I'm, you know, somebody who believes that, you know, when you bring them into the world, you should be, you know, with them, you know, all the time. And that means physical presence. And you know what? It doesn't always work out that way.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to move on, and you have to move by it. But you do, you know, you do the best you can. You try to do the best you can.
I mean, you shouldn't be ashamed. Not that you're ashamed, or afraid. are scared to say that because today is it's your daughter's birthday weekend, and you want to have a lot of time with them, and you can't this weekend.
It's not my, you know, that it's not that because I was prevented.
It's not your weekend.
It's not. It's the weekend, and I had rearranged it for other things that I have to cover. You know, and it's right. just you know. It, but you know what? I have had.
But
plenty.
I think everybody can dig that. It's like, right. you know, today's the day you want to spend a lot of time with her. You're going to get to spend 1 hour with her. And,
absolutely.
You know, I'd be pissed too if I was you. I mean, I'd be.
It's not pissed. It's not remotely
disappointed.
Pissed.
You know what
it
I
is
mean?
Very. What it is down. It's down. It makes you. You know, get a little. You know, into a funk, and you do that all the time. But with that said, I mean, I know the one thing I do know, and I should say the positive part of this. The one thing I do know is the relationship I do have with both of my daughters,
yep.
and I know how
yep.
solid that is. And that is, you know, that's you can't do anything to change that. That's where it is, and I hope that stays that way for a very long time.
At least both you guys know how many kids you have and where they live.
Unlike you, Buzz,
yeah,
right?
That's right.
Where they are all around. Thank you. That's a good segue. I'm tired of talking about heavy stuff. I truly am. But I'm glad I talked to you about it because it is therapy, right?
Yes.
A little bit of therapy.
Goddamn right.
He's right about
that. It is.
Hey, what are you going to do? Go yell at Carla about it tonight?
But, you know, thank God for Carla, too. I mean, really, because she's been, you know, it's not anybody that deals with this. I don't care what. I don't care if you're a girlfriend, if you're, you know, a fiance, you know, everybody has to deal. A lot of people get affected when you have a situation.
Well, you know what
like
I say,
this.
Mike, whenever that comes up, it's always deal or no deal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Deal or no deal. And then I call Howie Mandel.
Right.
And he has the fake conversation with the guy on the phone. It's always, what do I do? How do I deal with
deal
this?
Deal or no deal.
Deal or no deal. Hello. Don and, oops, what's wrong with the phone? Don and Mike Show. There we go. Hello.
Yeah, I was calling to talk to Dr. Laura.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. I agree. It sounded like
hello.
That.
Hello. Don and Mike
I'm
Show.
Not telling anybody to
Don
do it.
Don and
anything.
Mike.
Yeah.
Radio demigod.
Hi there.
Hey. This is Chris from the cell phone talk game yesterday.
Uh-huh. Yes?
Yeah, you guys thought we were cheating, man. That
you
was
definitely.
Yeah.
Do you know the Buzz and I went outside and paced off 40 paces?
Uh-huh. You were definitely 100%
cheating. 100%
cheating.
Impossible.
100% cheating my butt.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, your butt.
That's right, your butt. Your smelly butt.
Yeah, that's right.
Your pimply butt.
All right.
Yeah. Right, bye-bye.
Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye, fat ass.
Have a good weekend.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That went well.
Hello.
I enjoyed it.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I just want to touch base with Mike. I'm a divorced dad myself. I live in Baltimore. My kids live in Richmond. So you got quite a drive there.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, it is, you know, I know it's kind of heavy stuff on a Friday afternoon. But,
it is heavy.
It is what it is. He's right, though.
It is what it is.
And, you know, it's the end of school. And, you know, when they're like, hey, can you make it down? It's tough to say no. And they're 12 years old.
Maybe
they don't
it is
understand
the,
that.
Maybe it is a time of year deal. Who knows? Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes I don't know myself. So it's weird. You never know.
Maybe you should rent that movie with Randy Quaid,
you know,
and Paul Reiser.
Look, if you're, are you talking about getting out of a depression? You want Randy Quaid.
Yeah.
Well, if I'm thinking, how do I cheer up? Randy Quaid is the first actor that
Randy
pops into
Quaid,
my head.
Randy Quaid with Paul Reiser.
Two amazing talents.
And maybe, if I'm not mistaken, I'm probably wrong about this, maybe Steve Guttenberg as well.
Oh, God.
Have you not seen that on cable?
Not only amazing personalities, but what acting chops.
It's way old. It's these three divorced dads, and they meet at McDonald's to switch off the kids every week. It's awful.
Garofalo's in it, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Moms, I think.
Oh, stop.
Ew.
Too many stars.
The movie
Yuck.
Is called Hygiene.
I hate Steve Guttenberg.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Hey, I'd like to put myself up for ridicule. I have a poem for you guys.
Oh, no.
You've come to the right place.
Not to the right place?
You have.
Hey, you've come to the right place.
Yeah, share your ridicule.
For ridicule.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. I am up for ridicule. Here's the poem.
Go.
Okay.
One of my sons became a firefighter today. Did I hear America singing? I could feel it through my feet, up through my thoughts, emotions.
Hey, hold on. Let me just stop you for a second. I understand what a haiku is. I understand that there are poems where the words do not rhyme. Let me refer to the great Lionel Richie. Oh, what a feeling.
Genius.
When you're dancing on the ceiling.
That's it.
Short lines.
Genius.
It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
That's right.
Do what?
If the trailer's rocking, don't come knocking.
Mm-hmm. Got it? Okay.
Accepted.
Here's a dime.
Yes.
Go buy a rhyme.
Bye-bye.
Get out of here.
You really saved him a lot of embarrassment by cutting him on.
Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, baby.
Hi there.
Hi, baby.
I am in a absolutely good mood. And I just wanted to say that no matter what you do, as long as you're involved in some way in your child's life, that's the best thing.
Okay. Thank you. I'm in a good mood, too. I'm not in a bad mood.
Okay.
I'm really not. I am really not. I was just explaining my behavior earlier during the program.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
How you doing?
Okay. How you doing? Why did I say that?
Good.
I don't care. I don't care. I'm sorry. I don't care.
The name of that movie is Bye Bye Love, and it's Matthew Modine.
Oh.
Well, just
six
plug
of one.
In. Take out Gutenberg, plug in Modine.
Six of one, half dozen of the other.
Good Private luck. Joker.
Good luck trying to rent it now.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Hi, Joker.
He's not bad in Full Metal Jacket.
He's great in Full Metal Jacket.
Old Matt Modine.
Is he in that Memphis Belle, too? Is that Matthew Modine?
I believe so, and that's also the name of Jiminy Glick's children, Matthew and Modine.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Shut up.
God.
Shut up. Empty head.
Hello, this is...
What?
Hello, this is Don and Mike's guilt. Rob is done with me now. I will see you both later.
Okay, bye-bye.
See you later.
Goodbye.
Thanks for calling, fat ass.
Bye, fat ass. All right, so we're cool with Mike. Everything's cool.
I'm done, yes. I'm all out. I'm out.
You know what? There you go. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Let me see. My girlfriend.
Uh-huh. And, you really just sort of started that.
Yep. And then, fan letter of the day.
Oh, good.
Goody. It's been a while.
Good news for me.
Always. Mm-hmm.
Arrived at my house.
Oh.
Always like getting fan mail at my house. So I want to spotlight a Don and Mike listener.
Via mail or hand delivered?
It's not the crap that I normally would bring in, like with somebody who just found my address and sent me a letter, which happens to all of us.
Right.
This is just, it's a little weird. It's a little creepy.
I'm glad when you read those before you turn them over to CSI. I think that's very nice.
Also, you should just be worried about this, that... As we've mentioned, we are moving to new studios, finally, after 15 years with Infinity, unless they pull the rug out from under us on Monday when we go to New York.
Yeah, unless we get the big hammer.
No,
I didn't mean to.
Oh.
I didn't mean to. At least I, no.
You really can't
no.
help yourself, can you?
No.
Catherine Elizabeth, if you're listening, your dad just embarrassed us.
Click, click, click.
Your dad just pulled quite the boner.
Bad man, Daddy.
Daddy was bad.
Bad, evil man.
Hey, Don and Mike, go to break and go to traffic.